Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Subodh. How are you? It's Lisa here.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
Good to hear that. Subodh, I'm going to keep this very short and precise. In our previous
Good.
discussion, we actually broke down the timeline into five simple tasks, which we were supposed to do step by step. The first one was sustaining the page for any changes or revisions and removing the tag. And that timeline that I provided to you was 3 weeks. I spoke to your admin yesterday just to get an update and understand where we are, because we had a commitment that on the 5th or 6th of April we will be rediscussing this again, whether we need to pull off the project or what exactly we need to do. So I called and I had a detailed meeting, a Zoom session with the admin, and at this point of time he is still telling me that the page is vulnerable. And we cannot make any changes at this point of time. So I told him that already proactively that we will be ready to pull the plug. So I need your final confirmation if that is the route that you would like to take. I'm going to initiate the refund discussion with them.
So wait, I'm not clear what you're saying.
I'm saying that the admin is still asking for more time. You remember the last discussion that we had?
Yes, we said that we were going to follow up, right?
Exactly. And I told you that I'm going to provide you a definite timeline, so I had to squeeze it out of him. He gave me a timeline of 3 weeks, which has just been completed now. Now, when I followed up again, he's like, the page is still vulnerable and it's not sustainable. So if they make any changes, he's saying that they're afraid the page is going to go down, or there might be additional tags added to the page. So at that point of time, I told him that we are ready to pull the plug because I gave you a definite timeline. And at this point of time, if he's like,
When
turning
you said
things
you're ready to
around,
plead the plug, what do you mean?
close off the project, talk about a refund.
Yeah, but how's that going to work? I've been working with you guys, what is it, a year or two now? Now it's going to be the plug pulled? I don't understand that.
Okay, what is it that you need at this point of time from the project? Because I'm telling you, the clear picture that I have in front of me is that they need additional time to have the page ready, according to our five tasks that we discussed the last time. Now,
Okay, so
I'm not
what
going
is
to
the
discuss.
original?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the more time? Because all this money was paid for what then?
Indefinite.
Or refund is not the
Indefinite.
answer.
Exactly, but they are telling me that the timeline is indefinite. How am I supposed to, digest that? I need to confirm that to you as well, I have to provide you a certain timeline. If I don't have that, it's obviously uncertain.
Right, so then what?
What are
So
you
now the money's going to be
proposing?
refunded, and then what's going to happen? They're going to take down the page eventually?
Well, I'm going to try my best. See, there are two routes that we can take. If we are
Okay.
to pull the plug, we can go ahead and cancel the page altogether and bring it down. I do not want to take that route. If we move forward on that route, we can possibly attain a huge amount of refund in terms of the main service, which is your page, the revisions and changes and all of that, the backlinking and all of that. Now, there's a second route as well, since I know that you're more interested in having the page cleaned up and live and sustained, of course. So what we can do is that we can negotiate. We won't cancel the submission, but we will negotiate on the amount and provide you a partial refund. That way, it will be a gesture from our end as a compensation for you to have been waiting so long, since it's delayed. But it will definitely be done.
So then once this happens, then what?
Then we just wait for the admin to get back to us when he feels that the time is right to make the changes and complete the project. Now that, if we move forward with a partial refund, the timeline will be indefinite. That means we will have to depend or rely on the admin to work things out on their own because, we would already receive a partial amount refund, as a compensation for the timeline that was not followed. You with me?
Okay, and then what happens when they're going to do the work? That compensation has to be paid back?
No, you don't have to pay anything back. That's all up and up. Once the page is live and it's good to go, the amount is just for you to be compensated for the timeline that was definite and committed by our team to you. So if we are not able to, you know, hold our end of the bargain, that amount is going to be provided to you as a compensation and a goodwill gesture from the company. If the page goes live, well and good.
Right. So then when this is reimbursed, what I'm asking is, what's the next step?
The next step is that we follow up with the admin. We will be providing you regular updates. We will check if there is any progress on the project. We will keep you looped in. The project does not close down after a partial refund. That's exactly what I'm trying to convey to you.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is, once the partial refund is done, then what I don't understand, how much is going to be the refund?
Okay, for the breakdown, if you agree on this, I will have to sit down with the finance department, and obviously I will have to talk to the admins as well, see what they're saying, present this in front of them, and then based on that, we'll provide you a breakdown of the total amount. According to that, we will negotiate a win-win on which you're happy and satisfied, okay? So you need to be willingly accepting the refund as well. I cannot just randomly refund you any amount according to my own skill, you know, my own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll need to have the breakdown in front of me. Once I have that, I will be sharing that with you, and then we can discuss over the phone whether you agree with the proposed refund that the team is offering right now.
But my question is, the refund don't have anything to do with anything that was already paid?
No, there were two conditions, right? If we're moving forward with a partial refund, obviously the project will not be, dropped out altogether. We'll still be working on the project. So I believe you're more comfortable with a partial refund, right? Not the cancellation.
No, exactly. What would be the best thing? That's why you're in charge.
Yes. I would recommend you to move forward with a partial refund. That way, you're still getting the services that you paid for, and it's sort of like a compensation, you know, for you to have something back in return, you know, because we're not meeting the timeline or the deadline that we committed with you. So technically, it's a partial refund that is in your favor. And
right, but what I'm trying to say is, after that is done, how long is it going to take for the project to be completed, or if it's going to complete at all, because it sounds like it's not even going to be completed.
No, it will be completed, but then again, see, the only conflict that we have here is the indefinite timeline, right? The admin is not being able to provide that to us. We will still continuously follow up with them and get a final timeline. But understand that, I'll be very honest with you, Sabor, if your page at this point of time, it's still not sustained enough for the changes or revisions to take place, that means it's a longer run game, okay? It's not going to happen instantly. If it was to happen immediately, it would have happened long ago, because you've been working with us for a very long time. I don't want to tell you something that is not true or incorrect. I don't want to mislead you. I'm just having a transparent conversation. And we have to be realistic about it, you know, in order to get the resolution, obviously, according to what's going on. So we cannot just, you know, beat around the bush. So my bottom line is that let me go ahead, have a discussion with the finance department, talk to the admins as well, see if they can provide me a definitive timeline. But that's 80% support, I'm sure that they won't provide me a definite timeline, okay? Once I do that, I'm going to ask them to provide me a breakdown of the services along with the amount, and they will obviously propose a partial amount as a compensation to you without the cancellation of the project, and I will share that with you, and then you can let me know whether you accept that or do you feel it's too less or whatsoever the case is, and then we can negotiate, accordingly.
So what are you going from? How much was paid? I think it was like, what, 8 grand, 10 grand? I don't remember offhand. I would have to look at everything.
Yes, I believe so. Unfortunately, I do not have the finances opened up in front of me, but I will get that from the finance department, and I'll share that with you in writing, okay?
Right. So say it comes a timeline where they're not going to accept it, then what's going to happen? I don't know. So say it's 10 grand, you give me 5 back. What about the other 5 grand invested and it will never get uploaded? Then what?
Well, then you take the rest of it back as well. Right now we're in the middle. See, if the confirmation is there that, you know what, nothing can happen, then obviously you're eligible for 100% refund. Right now we're in the middle. You understand? It's neither accepted nor rejected. We're still trying to sustain the page. So that's the reason why I'm giving you this opportunity
I understand what you're trying to say, but my question is, what is it that you need to be notable? Like, I have so much work out there. I don't understand you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But, you know, with Wikipedia pages, it's a very tricky game. And you never know when your page is ready for some other changes. And that's where we're stuck at. Your page is not ready for any new changes. If we make any changes, the admin is straight up telling us that your page will definitely get flagged. We do not want that. We do not want to create more mess, you know, because the tag already exists there. Yeah. So we're just trying to take the safer route, and obviously in that safer route we do not want you to, you know, be neglected or anything like that. Yeah, and that's the reason why we are pitching or proactively telling you to take a partial refund from us.
Yeah, I already have a feeling where we're going with this. If it's already a conversation in partial refund, I've been working with so many different people. I already know where this is going to head, you know. That's the start already, probably. And I'm not being negative. I'm just being realistic, because that's how it works.
Exactly. We have to be realistic at this point of time. And so that's what I told you, that if the changes were to be made, they should have been made by now. I mean, it shouldn't take that long. I understand that it's a complex product, but, you know, something or the other could have been done, but the admin is saying that it's a no-go right now. So to be very honest, 80%, I feel that we might get a rejection back. But for that to happen as well, just to get a definite answer, we need more time. And that is something that you've invested a lot. So I'm just trying to compensate you for some of it, you know. Obviously not for all. That's not in my hands. But for at least what I can do from my end, that's what I'm offering.
Yeah, but I don't want it to end up to be a point where, like, oh, here's your money back, and then nothing ever got done. So what was the time, a year and a half, 2 years for what then? You understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand. Let me have this detailed conversation with the admin, okay? Because at this point of time, to be honest, I want to give you the bigger picture, and I want to be really honest and upfront with you. And
but then the issue with, okay, so then you get the reimbursement. Yeah. You guys don't even know what is the time frame. That can be for another year. Like, you don't even, you know what I'm trying to say? They're not even giving you...
Exactly. It can be dragged. That's one drawback that we have in that option. And I guess that's the reason why the company will agree to give you a partial refund, because they do not have a definite timeline.
Right. So then once you give the partial refund, then what? Then you're going to get another timeline to see when they make up their mind again? I mean, you know what I'm trying to say?
I see where you're getting at, and that is exactly what's going on in my mind, obviously, but, you know, being the representative, I can't go ahead and...
Oh, so then you come back to me another month, but for what, they can't do it, we're going to refund you fully, and then what? That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. So, I don't know. See, Sabor, it's your call. It's your call. You tell me what...
No, I'm asking you. Yeah. You're the one that's representing this. That's why I put confidence in you guys to take care of that. Now it's another story.
To be very honest, Sabor, the reason why I'm having this discussion with you to return the amount, it's because I do not have a definitive answer for that timeline, you know, what you're saying, that what happens once you get a partial refund.
Yeah, but didn't they say somewhat 3 weeks? Didn't they specifically tell you that?
And then
somewhat
it doesn't
3 weeks?
Happen. Yep. Hello?
So now they're saying they need more time.
Yes, more time. And the worst part of it is that they're not giving me a definite timeline.
Didn't they give a timeline 3 weeks? Now there's no timeline?
Yes. He's saying that he doesn't know what's going on, how he's handling things, or what's happening. It's too complicated, and he's going to need some more time in order for us to give you a definite timeline. So I was like, why did you say 3 weeks? He was like, I was, according to all the back-end information, he had the impression that we will be ready to make the changes. And now, all of a sudden, when I asked him for the follow-up, he's like, you know what, I can't do it now. It's still not sustainable.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, right? I know you might not have the answer, but when you say sustainable in what sense? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay. Putting the page live...
I know you're busy. I don't want to hold your time, but I just need that answer.
Of course, of course. It's very easy to understand. See, putting a Wikipedia page live, it's no big deal. Anybody can do that. But your page, how long is it going to stay online for? That is what matters. And that is the sustainability that I'm talking about. Because sometimes when you publish a page, it goes live, but then it gets flagged or it's banned or it's taken down. Once that happens,
mm-hmm.
it's a very long procedure. It's a very lengthy procedure. There are a lot of complications, and your page, your profile sort of gets flagged. Now, right now, if there's anything that you're doing on the page, any changes are being made, everything is being closely monitored. That makes
mm-hmm.
the criteria more complex and complicated for the pages to get flagged and tagged and banned. Hence,
mm-hmm.
the sustainability part that I'm talking about, we need to ensure that if we are putting a page live, it should be solid enough to stay there for another year, 2 years, until obviously we'll be maintaining the pages too, because Wikipedia asks for regular maintenance as well. So with that maintenance,
mm-hmm.
the page should stay live. It shouldn't go down. For example, I publish your page today, your page is down tomorrow, and then I'm like, Sabo, you know what, I published your page, so that's it. No, the entire game, the entire key is to sustain the page. Anybody can.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. Right.
So that is where we are stuck. Now, when it comes to sustaining a page, especially a page that is live with a tag or a flag on it, it becomes more complicated. And that is when the admins fear to make any changes. They are, like, you know, extra crucial with that kind of a process. If it's a brand new profile, it's still not a huge thing, because either it goes live or it doesn't, right? But when it's
mm-hmm.
a live page, there are too many complications. In one scenario, one of my clients, she was a singer, and she was a very well-known singer, but she had like 500 Wikipedia mentions, all right? She was mentioned in 500 different Wikipedia profiles. Why? There was all these scandals and negative publicity online, the articles that she did not publish, and all of that automatically got linked to her Wikipedia page. It was disastrous.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. It was
That's
disastrous.
Not good.
And the
article. Well, I think they tried to do the same thing to me, where they're trying to mess up one part of my stuff. I remember it got flagged because they tried to vandalize my page.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but sometimes automatically all of these negative things, they are backlinked to your Wikipedia page. Now, the entire purpose of creating a Wikipedia page is to, you know, gain credibility, right? Not to gain negative publicity. I mean, why would people even come to you?
Well, I don't think I was getting negative because I don't do anything negative. I just think somebody was trying to do, they were just
probably
envious, I'm assuming.
Yes. There are a lot of instances where people do that as well. There were contributors and admins. You won't believe that. They were messing with some clients' profiles. And I'm like, why on earth would you go ahead and do that? I mean, ruin something
mm-hmm.
for someone that is so crucial and important. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The entire point of telling you about this was the sustainability of the page. And that is the only point where we're stuck at. So if you allow me, I'm going to have a detailed discussion with the admin, tell them that if we move forward with a partial refund without the cancellation, what would the proposed amount be? And then I can cross-verify that with my finance department, see what they say. Whatever is the maximum, I'm going to bring that to your table. And then you let me know what you want to do next.
So the point is, giving me a reimbursement, say it's $4,000, whatever, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Say it was $10,000. What about the other six that were already invested? That's the question.
Well, to be very honest, when they provide a partial refund like that without a cancellation of the submission or without the cancellation of the project, what they do is that the partial amount that they have, if the profile does not get live, worst case scenario, they're going to return the partial amount as well and leave the project as it is, in whichever condition in that particular timeline. That's what I've seen happening. So I don't know about this particular case. See, I only have certain answers until a certain stage. The question that you're asking me, what happens afterwards, I do not have the answer currently for that. And
mm-hmm.
for that,
let me ask you something. You doing this, how long have you been doing this?
A very long time. I mean,
so let me ask you a question. What is your view on my page in general?
I think it's a good page. I think your page is really good. I see the links that are there. They are credible. The work that we have done for you, that looks sustainable too. But to be very honest, Sabor, I've never worked on the back end. You know, the back end story is completely different. The kind of things that admins mm-hmm. handle, I do not understand that criteria even now. Because I'll be very honest with you, I had two clients who were both authors. One of them had the book published in 2015. The other one had the book published towards the end of 2015, mid-year and end of the year, okay? Both of them new authors. One of them got the page live instantly. I actually had their projects handled at the same time. For example, if I submitted one page in October, the second one was submitted in November. The one that was submitted in November got live in December, and the one that got submitted in October, it took another 8 months to go live. And I could not understand, I could not comprehend what is the algorithm on the back end upon which they have decided this, because apparently when you look at them and when you compare them, both of them had almost similar profiles.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the back end. You're probably never going to know, because that's between them. You know, certain things they're not going
to
share.
It comes down to individuality, I believe. They don't care if there are 10 businessmen. They're not going to look at them as businessmen. They are going to look at them as 10 individuals, and they are going to deal on each page accordingly to that particular individual, according to their personal traits as well. You can say. I don't know. That's what I figured out so far.
Mm-hmm. This will be my last question. I'll let you go because I know you got to run. Do you think my page will be sustainable? If not, then I don't even know.
To be very honest, do you need my honest opinion? Can I be honest with you? Is it not going to backfire on me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So I'll be very honest with you. The tag that is there, I'm not sure if we can have that removed. It's an unprofessional opinion, just a personal opinion from my end. I feel that the tag will be an issue. Otherwise, your page is sustainable. I feel that we cannot make any changes as of now, but whatever is there is pretty good. It's pretty solid. The only problem that we have with the current page is the tag that is there. And we need to work, worst case scenario, we need to at least have that tag removed if we're not making any further changes. So that's what I feel about your profile.
So it could be sustainable. We just got to worry about removing that link.
It is sustainable at this point of time in the current condition. We need to remove the tag. Now, in order to remove the tag, obviously we need to work on more citations and references. It's all connected, and it's so complicated. But at this point of time, I'm saying that if we do not make any further changes and if we remove the tag, your page is solid. It's good.
Right. So now, just to close this off, so then the best thing right now is just to give a partial refund and then I guess figure out if they could give you time to figure out when we can move forward. I guess that's where we are with it.
Exactly. See, when I move forward with this approach, obviously I can pressurize the admins as well. You understand what I'm saying? There's a psychology behind it that the client is escalated, he's taking his money back, he's pulling off the project, and then maybe I can, put some pressure on them to have this squeezed out of them, to be very honest. Sometimes I feel that you need to do that.
I know. That's why I'm leaving it to you. I trust your word. You've genuinely been honest. And I just feel like I just invested a lot of time and money. That's the point.
I know. And that's the reason why I don't like giving you all that customer support BS, to be very honest. Mind my friends, but I do not want to do that. I'm not telling you, thank you so much for contacting us. It's been a pleasure, this and that. I apologize. I'm not getting into all of that. I'm not giving you any kind of standard verbiages. I'm talking on reality basis with you, and I'm being honest with you.
So now, when is it that you're going back to have this conversation with them?
Okay. Give me, what's the date today? Let's check this out. All right, it's the
7th or 8th?
That is correct. It's the 8th. Give me at least till the end of the week, Friday.
That's fine. I'm not rushing you.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to the admin and then present that in front of the finance department. You know,
where yeah, I just want to clear something with you. I don't have no issues with waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no issue. If we got to wait a month, whatever, I don't have an issue with waiting. I don't have that problem. My question is it going to get done eventually? That's my only question.
Yes. How long? I understand where you're coming from.
So waiting, I don't have a problem. Well, waiting for what? I mean, what I've done is not going to go away. That's not good.
Exactly. Whether it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. The wait, it's very difficult to, you know, just randomly wait when you're not even sure whether it's going to happen or not. So I understand where you're coming from.
You know, so if it don't happen, what do they do? Eventually they take the page down? What is the worst? What are they going to do?
No, they won't take the page down. All they'll do is, you know, provide you 100% refund and let you take over with another company.
Right.
So it's not...
Because I know they've been doing edits. I don't know if you noticed. They've been doing edits on their own. Not from you guys. They're on their own. People go in and do edits. But there's a few edits that's been done already. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I did not check that. When did you check out the profile?
There's some admins that have been going in doing edits on there.
Okay, then probably...
Recently, they changed from author to rapper from Queens. I mean, there's been about two or three edits that I've seen that they've done already, but not on you guys' side, on their side.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and look into that. Who's doing the edits then?
Check a look at it. I'm here. You want to take a look? There's been, I believe, two edits, three edits.
Okay, let me check.
They've added some stuff, like people are trying to help the page.
Okay. All right. Just stay with me.
And I saw, like, a guy that's done a lot of edits. I think he's one of the ads, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know who's who, but I know that that guy has done a lot of work on Wikipedia pages.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
Yeah. If you look at the bottom, I can see it on my phone. I don't know if you could see it on the computer, but on the bottom, it shows you the edits have taken place. And the last time, I think there was two, if I'm not mistaken. It was something that they added to, I think it was Jamaica Queens or something. And they did, I believe there was something with rapper from Queens or something like that. But I believe it was at least two edits that were done.
Okay, it's loading now. Pulling it up.
So I know they I don't think they're going to pull the page down because they would have did that already. I mean, there's seven published projects there. You understand what I mean? It's not like there's not enough work there. So I don't know. You guys would know.
Let me see. Let me check this out.
It wasn't from you guys. I seen it the other day, February 19th. I think it was the last edit. And then there was one before that. So there's been two edits.
Okay, my system is crashing and acting up right now. Just stay with me, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, what I'm trying to say, if they were going to shut the page off, they would have did it already.
Yep.
They did two edits.
No,
you know what I'm trying to say?
They won't shut it off. That I'm sure of. They won't shut it off, and they won't take down your page. If it was to go down...
Because I know there's enough there to sustain it. I've got word from a lot of people. There's enough. You've done enough to have it. Now it's just the issue with other stuff going on, but there's enough for them not to take it down. They might not
right.
take that tag down for now anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel
because there's
that
seven
error.
Published projects. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even do one. I mean, I got seven in there plus four singles. Like, there's a lot of work that I've done. You know what I'm trying to say? I think I deserve a page. Some people don't even do two published projects. You know what I mean? And I'm not comparing
That's
myself
right.
to others. I'm just speaking in general.
No, you're right.
I mean, how many people in general do seven published projects? Not
mm-hmm.
people, look, they do two or three, and then that's the ending of that.
Exactly.
It's just I'm not a person that goes bandwagon. One this here, I like to be consistent with who I'm working with.
Absolutely.
You know, going to work with somebody else, I'm not that type
be.
Of person.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be.
The same thing with my job. My first job was 22 years. This job, I'm going almost on 10. Like, I don't jump the bandwagon, whatever's going on. I follow my intuition.
Amazing.
And
I
was the same
like
thing I felt about you guys. Even though we had a little thing here and mm-hmm. there, but that's part of work. That's not picking up and leaving. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep. That is correct. Okay. Let's check this out. All right, so I finally have your page here. Let me check. What are the edits that you were talking about?
I think there was two. There was one on February 19th.
Okay.
And then there was another one before that. Something about Queens rapper or something that they added to the references
January,
from rappers from Queens, I think
January
it was.
January 2024.
Is that what it was? Okay. And then there was another one February 19th, correct?
Yes, yes. There are two edits.
There you go.
Here.
That's what I'm saying. It was at least two edits.
And let's see. Tag.
It might be three. I think it was three.
Okay. Let me see. No, two. There are only two.
Okay. So I was right.
Yep. Okay, it says category musicians from Jamaica, Queens. Okay, that.
Yeah, it was something from Jamaica, Queens, and then the other one was from, I forgot what they did. Something with, was it Early Life? I don't know, but it was some, there were some things that were done.
Yes.
I don't remember what I'm saying.
Yes, I see that. Change the category. That's the latest edit that is there. Let me just see what that is.
Yeah. And I think that I looked at the person that did it. That person has a lot of work that he's done. Or the first edit. One of the two, but one of the two from those two guys, they've done a lot of work. I saw their background page or whatever.
Pictures, details here. Let me check. Okay.
Like I said, I don't think they're going to take the page down. Just.
Mm-hmm. Come on, your page would not go down. It's just that they won't allow for any further changes to be made. But if these changes could take place, why not the others? I believe they were small changes. That's the reason why they made these merging. If I look at the second one, it says merging category.
Yeah, they were small, but they were still edits, meaning that, you know, somebody's looking at it is what I mean.
Correct. Let me find out from your admin. I wasn't aware of these two edits, to be very honest. Let me.
Well, I didn't mention it because I figured you guys knew that. You guys are checking the page, so I figured.
Oh, no, I don't do the evaluation support. I'm only the compliance manager.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. I'm just saying. I said, let me look at it. And then when I looked at it the other day, I left it alone. And I said I looked at it like 6 weeks later, and then I saw another change. I look at it like every 5-6 weeks.
Right. Let me find out from your admin what this is about and see if these were from my end or if you had somebody make these edits or what was this about?
No, I didn't have anybody do anything. I haven't. All I'm only working with you guys. I haven't had no
exactly.
one do anything.
So who is making these edits? I want to find that out. I will also have these credentials to the contributor.
Is that a bad thing that they're doing that or that's a good thing?
No, I think that's a good thing because there's a grammatical change here. A grammatical revision, which is on the 1st of January. So that is good. Somebody's fixing it. And the second one was...
That's what I'm trying to say.
Category. So that's not bad. And I'm not sure if this was done from the admin or who exactly made those edits. I don't have the credentials verification at this point of time. So let me run this with your admin and see what he says.
It can be bad. It has to be good. Someone's trying to support it is what I'm trying to say, right? I'm assuming
yep,
that's what that
yep,
means.
Yep, this is definitely not bad. And, okay. All right.
Like I said, I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm sure you guys didn't. I'm like, oh, somebody's looking at somebody from or from whatever they... Because sometimes I've noticed in the past, there might be an article that came out about me. The next thing you know, a month later, I see it that is in there from other people that go in and do it. So it's not... Like, there's people checking the page. I'm telling you, there are people checking at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're checking it on a consistent terms like these big famous people, but I know people check my page.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Okay. So, Sabor, I'm going to run now. I will take this further.
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to let you know that that was done. So, maybe
thank
that helps, if
so
anything.
Thank you so much for highlighting this. This gives me...
Why do you think they did that? Because you've been doing this. That's what I was going to ask you.
So let me run this, and I should be talking to you again on Friday. Can we do the same time?
Yeah, can we do Friday about 5-ish?
What time zone are you in?
Well, mine is Eastern time. You're Pacific time. So 5 o'clock, the same time you call now, which is 5 here.
Same time, okay.
What time you was over there, 3? I don't know where you're at. Where you at?
2:30.
So where are you guys located?
Well, we have different offices. I'm calling you from California.
Oh, California. Okay.
So that's PST. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see. You're in the Eastern time zone, right?
Eastern time. That's what I'm saying. You called me at 5.
Five, yes. Let's do that. It's 2 o'clock my time. So I'm locking you here on my calendar for Friday at 5 o'clock your time. Okay.
So you're going to put in for the partial refund, and then you're going to let me know what do they think, and then you'll let me know.
Yes, and the resolution most likely is a partial refund. I'm also going to have a discussion regarding these changes, these edits that we just reviewed. I want to know what that is about. That is all about. So if those edits can
it can be bad, that's for sure.
Yeah, of course it's not bad. And obviously it's probably a tactic to try to make, you know, smaller changes and see if they are sustainable and then move on to, you know, something like changing or rephrasing an entire sentence or uploading something or backlinking something. So that might be the tactic too.
Or maybe that could be a possibility to begin slow changes, like a little thing here,
exactly.
A little but cautiously. That could mean that, because remember, they did it the 1st and they did it the 19th.
Correct.
So that's like every 6-8 weeks
changes.
They did.
Yes, both of them are minor changes, but that is something good. It's definitely good.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So I'll wait for your call on Friday at 5. Hopefully you give me some good news.
Perfect. I'm hoping to. Fingers crossed. Thank you so much for your time once again, Sabar.
Okay. Thank you. We'll talk on Friday. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.